Shalom, everybody. Today is Yom Chamishi B'Shabbat, the fifth day of the week, and in the fifth Aliyah of the double Parsha Matot Maaseh, we have 22 psukim, and in it we hear how Hashem tells Bnei Yisrael that once they cross the Jordan River, they must destroy the Avodah Zarah in Israel, and they must destroy the people who worship Avodah Zarah there. Then the Torah tells us what the borders of Israel are. And lastly, the Torah tells us in this Aliyah that when Bnei Yisrael enter Eretz Yisrael, they will divide the land among the 9.5 Shvatim that will settle there, and they'll do it by using a lottery system. There is a well-known, lengthy machlokas that we can't get into in this short FMT, and it regards the following question: is it a mitzvah to live in Eretz Yisrael? The Ramban Rav Moshe ben Nachman, who died in 1270, says, yes, it's a mitzvah in the Torah to live in Eretz Yisrael. And this one of the sources that he quotes, the primary source that he quotes, is from our Aliyah, Perek Lamed Gimel, Pasuk Nun Gimel. Hashem tells Moshe to tell Bnei Yisrael, you must live in this land. I'm giving this to you. And this is a huge topic, again, a topic that cannot be adequately addressed in an FMT, many, many questions that have to be asked, although it is important to note that everybody, this question was only about whether it's a mitzvah to live in Israel, but everybody, the Ramban, the Rambam, and others hold clearly that conquering the land of Israel is a mitzvah. The only question is it a mitzvah to live there? And keeping that point in mind, I'd like to ask a question related to this. The Gemara in Masechet Sota, Daf Lamed Dalet Amud Aleph, tells us an incredible thing. We know that when Bnei Yisrael crossed into Eretz Yisrael, the Navi tells us that the Jordan River split, similar but not identical to the splitting of the Yam Suf. And when the Jordan River split, as the waters were suspended miraculously, Yehoshua standing with Bnei Yisrael in the middle of the Jordan River, Yehoshua told Bnei Yisrael that they are going into Israel on the condition that they do the mitzvah that I just said everybody holds of, that they drive out Avodah Zarah and they drive out the people that are serving Avodah Zarah there. And what pasuk does Yehoshua quote? The pasuk from our Aliyah, Perek Lamed Gimel, pasuk Nun Bet, Vahorashtem et kol Yoshvei Haaretz Mipneichem, etc. Yehoshua went further and he said that if you do drive them out, all will be well, all will be good. But if not, says Yehoshua, these waters will return and drive us out. What is the meaning of this episode? What is the meaning of the Gemara that explains our psukim to say the message that Yehoshua says while the waters are miraculously suspended? Why here? Why now? What is the message? Rav Shimshon Rafal Hirsch, who died in 1888, discusses this in his Peirush on our Pasuk, in our Aliyah, and Rav Hirsch says the following beautiful idea. Way back in Sefer Shmot, in Parshat Kitisa, the bond, the relationship between Bnei Yisrael and Hashem had been strained almost to the breaking point, Chas V'Shalom, because of the Egel HaZahav, because of the golden calf. And when Moshe begged Hashem to forgive Bnei Yisrael, the very first thing that Hashem told Bnei Yisrael after he forgave them in Shmot, Perek Lamed Dalet, Pasuk Yud Bet, what did Hashem say? First thing, says Rav Hirsch in quotes, not to tolerate the polytheistic inhabitants of the land, nor their polytheistic monuments to exist in their midst at their future settling in the land, end quote. Our relationship with Hashem depended on us not being influenced by people who worshipped Avodah Zarah. That was way back in Parshat Egel, in Parshat Kitisa by Chet Egel, and it's here as well, and it's when Yehoshua walks into Eretz Yisrael. And therefore, again in Rav Hirsch's words, quote, here, at the border, within sight of the land, and before the exact borders of it are given, the land which is to be dedicated to the realization of the Torah, this warning is repeated as the first fundamental condition. End quote. Israel's an amazing place to live, a place where a Jew doesn't only learn Jewish history, excuse me, but where a Jew lives Jewish history. It's incredible to live in Israel, but we have the privilege and the zechus to live in Israel because of how it reflects Hashem's Torah in the world, how it applies Hashem's Torah to our lives. Again, it's a land, said Rav Hirsch, that it's a land that's dedicated to the realization of the Torah, and that cannot be accomplished with Avodah Zarah in the land. And that is why Yehoshua gave his speech right in the Jordan. In Rav Hirsch's words, in the Jordan, at the critical moment between being drowned in the floods of the Jordan and the happy, safe passage through it into the land, the warning was repeated, on the attention to which the whole stability, the whole continuance of the possession of the land depended. It's an incredible message. It's an incredible warning that we all have to heed. Have an amazing day, everyone.